Could Florida teachers get a long-awaited raise this year? Governor Ron DeSantis, Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran, and Senate Budget Chief Rob Bradley have all discussed it. And the state's largest teachers union is calling for it. But there are plenty of questions about how and whether teachers will get anything. I'm Lynn Hatter. During a recent State Board of Education meeting in Jacksonville, the newest member, AT&T Executive Joe York, made a case for teacher raises.
Because these teachers are dealing with a complexity, I do believe that salary matters. Bonus is important to incentivize importance, but ultimately compensation is part of it. Because when we do our P&O at AT&T, where we spend our money shows what we value. It's evidence of what we value in our corporation, our corporate values, and I think the same will be within our state budget.
In recent years, some teachers have seen pay boosts through bonuses, not salary increases. And Florida Education President Frederick Ingram argues those bonuses awarded through the state's Best and Brightest program have never counted for much.
We think all bonus programs for teachers are unsatisfactory. And that they don't work in the long haul. This is a cheap way to pay teachers.
Not to mention being problematic. There have been several lawsuits over the bonus system. The state of Florida does not set base pay for teachers. Salaries are largely negotiated at the local level and between local unions and districts. However, the state allocates the money that trickles down to those districts. According to the National Education Association, Florida is near the middle of states when it comes to starting teacher salaries, but it falls to 46th in terms of average compensation. And Leon Classroom Teachers Association President Scott Major says that doesn't work out in a teacher's favor.
For Leon County Schools, you have to work for 20 years with 20 years of service to reach the 49,000 mark. And wage increases such as STEPS of the past were done away with a law that passed in 2011. So now everything's based off of performance pay. But it hasn't been funded. And so with that, it's hard to keep up with the salary increases that are needed for folks to have a living wage.
The low pay has real-world consequences. Just a quick search of teacher positions on sites like Indeed reveal more than 3,100 teacher vacancies. The problem is so severe, Florida lawmakers attempted to ease some testing standards earlier this year to make it easier to get people in front of classrooms. This is not a new problem either. Here's former Palm Beach Superintendent Robert Avosa speaking to a legislative committee 2 years ago.
And I've been involved in the reform movement for over a decade. I could not have predicted the current conditions and the lack of interest in going into education that we're seeing today.
Around that same time, Cheryl Williams was setting up a booth at a job fair at Florida A&M University. She was actively trying to recruit new teachers to Jackson County. When students approached her booth, Williams jumped in for the sell.
We're offering some incentives in our district. We're hoping they all come to fruition, like first month's rent at a housing in the housing area, free cable for about a year.
But even with offers of free rent and cable and paid moving expenses, it still wasn't enough to sway Karina Gordon, who was job hunting that day.
I don't really know.
Maybe?
It just depends. It all depends.
It depends on
how things happen the next couple of months.
So will this be the year Florida teachers see an actual pay hike? Senate Budget Chairman Rob Bradley has some ideas.
We could change how we do the bonus program, or we could do possible salary increases that are mandated rather than just giving money to the district and then have them on an individual district basis make those decisions.
Even if Florida does decide to raise teacher salaries, it still may not be enough. Leon's Mazur says the profession deserves more respect, and that respect, he says, should extend to all the people who make schools run. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.